I would like to take this time to welcome Brother Johnson, Brother Cyrillian, and Brother Jenkins to the fellowship here at Good Tidings Gospel Chapel. Amen. Let's have a short word of prayer. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here this afternoon. We thank you for another day where we can worship you and praise you. We're about to look into the scriptures, and we're asking for your Holy Spirit for help. Pray for retentive hearts, and we pray, Lord, that after all is said and done, you will get all the honor and the glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm sorry. In today's fast-paced world, self-reliance is celebrated. However, the passage that we just read serves as a reminder where we should put our trust.
Yes.
Bad habits tend to surface when we are faced with a problem. It is human nature to try to solve these problems ourselves. Oftentimes, we may discuss our problems with those individuals that we trust, whether it be a family member, a close friend, or even a church confidant. These individuals all have good intentions, but if we put our trust in them, it will eventually lead to disappointment and failure. We all have tendencies to lean on our own understanding and abilities rather than entrusting our lives to God's guidance and provision. Proverbs 3, verse 5 tells us to put our trust in the Lord and not to lean onto our own understanding. The concept of trusting in God is an easy concept to comprehend. However, to put it into practice is an entirely different matter. Trusting in God is a fundamental aspect of a believer's relationship with God. We are encouraged to put our trust in God, who provides for us and sustains us through all circumstances. Every negative emotion that we display, such as fear, anxiety, despair, results from us not trusting God. There are times that we do bring our problems to God, but we are so impatient that we take it back because we are not on God's timetable. We try to work things out for ourselves. Such an approach will only result in failure. Jeremiah 17, verse 6 says, "We shall not see good when good comes." If we could design an ideal life for ourselves, how many of us will design a life that is problem-free? Even though all difficulties are within God's purpose for our lives. Before we dive into the verses that we read in the book of Jeremiah, it will be helpful that we have some background information on the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet chosen by God to deliver God's messages to the people of Judah. Judah was facing a spiritual decline. The nation had turned away from God, and many were influenced by idol worship, false prophets, and morally corrupt leaders. The people were looking for a refuge in political alliances and human strength instead of looking and seeking God's guidance and favor. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet because he grieved over the wickedness of his people and the impending judgment of Judah for their sins. The main theme of the book of Jeremiah is God's judgment upon Judah. But God was willing to spare and bless the nation of Judah if the people repented. Jeremiah appealed to the people of Judah to repent, to avoid God's judgment, but Judah refused, and an invasion by the Babylonians was imminent. In the scripture that we just read, Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 8, the prophet Jeremiah contrasted two choices: trusted in mankind or trusted in God. The consequences of these choices are vastly different. For distinction, we will call these two choices biographies. Biography number one depicts the person who puts their trust in mankind. And biography number two depicts the person who puts their trust in God. Let's look at biography number one, which is found in Jeremiah 17, verse 5 and 6. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see good, and not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. In verse 5, the word cursed, as used in this context, means misfortune. If you put your trust in mankind, things are not going to work out well for you. You will encounter disappointment and emptiness. You will be like a shrub in the desert, unable to thrive or bear fruit. When we think of a shrub in the desert, we envision a shrub in a desolate place, lacking life, lacking vitality. It symbolizes spiritual barrenness and spiritual weakness. It lacks the sustenance that only God can provide. When we look to ourselves for fulfillment, we fall short of the peace and abundance that God desires for us. Now let's take a look at biography number two, which is found in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in a year of the drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Those who trust in the God are like a tree with deep roots by a stream of water that flourishes. When heat comes, or when a drought comes, you will not be moved. You will not be afraid when the government shuts down. You will not be afraid when tariffs are imposed to you. You will not be afraid when you're given a pink slip. You will not be afraid when the weatherman predicts 20 inches of snow. Why? Because your confidence and trust is in the Lord, amen, not in man. And not only you will find confidence in the tough seasons, but you will continue to be nourished and will bear fruit because your roots are well anchored in the Lord. Does it sound familiar, that song we just sang? Your roots are well anchored in the Lord. There are no worries. In difficult times, we can remain hopeful and strong by focusing on God and not our situation. Now, there's a synonymous verse to Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8, and it's a well-known verse, and it's found in Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3. Yeah. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. A tree planted by water symbolizes a life that is spiritually nourished, stable, secure, and fruitful, rooted deeply in God's provision and care. There will always be abundance. Jeremiah 17:5-8 features several contrasted images. Shrub versus tree, desert versus water, curse versus blessing. You could have two people going through the same trial at the same time. One person will fall apart, and the other person grows stronger. Why? Because each person has a different source for their strength. Your root determines your fruit. Is your heart planted on dry ground in mankind, or on nourished land in the Lord? Matthew 6, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our trust in God is like a branch dependent on the vine to nourish it. John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. We abide through worship, feasting on the word of God, and prayer. We cannot live a victorious Christian life without trusting the Lord. Our faith in God becomes our lifeline, sustaining us through season and challenge that we face. Trusting in God is an expression of faith, which allows God to control everything. We are strongest when we are forced to trust in God. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. The struggles and challenges faced by God's people are not new. The struggles may look different today, but faith is timeless. God called Jeremiah, and when God calls a person to a particular task, he also equips that person for that task. Like Jeremiah, we all have weaknesses and limitations, but God promises his enabling presence. Like Jeremiah, we anticipate fearful situation, but God promises deliverance. Jeremiah 1 verse 8, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Instead of viewing adversity as an obstacle, we should embrace adversity as an opportunity for spiritual growth and a deeper trust in God's plan. In moments of adversity, we should use our challenges as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. God does not always take us in a straight line to reach our destination. Sometimes we have to go north, then south, east, then west. But we must learn to trust God in whatever direction he takes us. Jeremiah 17, verse 5-8 provides a powerful picture of the importance of where we should place our trust, whether in ourselves or other people or in God. God is the source of our strength, and we need to invest our time and energy into nurturing our relationship with God. The blessings that come with this relationship affect not only our lives, but those around us. Our faith in God is not only for ourselves, but for others around us to see. Even though Christians are not perfect beings, the world expects us to be perfect. As Christians, I put that in quotation mark, the world is always watching how Christians live and how we respond to adversity. But when challenges do arise, we can approach them with hope and confidence while trusting God, because God has a plan for us. Just as Jeremiah warned Judah about the false prophets that led them astray, we too must be vigilant about what we listen to and whom we follow. Don't be swayed by cultural opinions. If we anchor ourselves in Scripture, we will not be tossed by every changing wind. Trusting in God means placing our confidence in His strength and timing. Trusting in God means we surrender our plans for God's plan and His will. Trusting in God means we acknowledge God's sovereignty and His control over every situation. When we place our trust in God, the Holy Spirit empowers us to produce fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. If you are here this afternoon or on Zoom, you have a choice. You can put your trust in mankind and watch your hopes wither like a dry desert. Or you can put your trust in God and enjoy God's ever-flowing sustenance. Judah had a choice, but they were hard-headed. They chose to put their trust in mankind, and they ended up in captivity. We pray that you will make the right choice and choose God today. You cannot trust someone unless you believe in them. If you would like more information about how you can put your trust in God, speak to the person who invited you or the person next to you, and they can direct you to someone who can show you from God's word how you can put your trust in God. Amen.
Amen.